This is KUT. At the height of segregation, there were 42 schools for black children throughout Travis County. The Montopolis Negro School in East Austin is one of the few still standing. And there's been an ongoing debate over redeveloping the site and whether or not to tear it down. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, the city is now considering buying the property in an effort to preserve its history.
The school sits vacant in a largely empty field in East Austin. The property's owner had originally planned to tear the building down. Austin Stowell wanted to build a community of single-family homes there, but the move alarmed neighborhood preservationists and local residents who grew up attending the school during segregation.
Save African American history!
One more time.
Save African American history!
Three times.
Activists began to speak up in December, right after the city's Historic Landmark Commission failed to give the property a historic designation. But even though owner Austin Stowell has the right to tear the building down, he's changed his plans. Stowell says he wasn't aware of the historical significance when he bought the property.
I don't foresee if the city purchased it that it would be anything other than both a historic building and public parkland.
Today, the Austin City Council is set to vote on whether or not to purchase it. If the plan is adopted, the city would restore the schoolhouse and convert it into a museum. Those wanting to preserve the school say it's an important relic of Austin's segregated past. Fred McGee is the author of the book Austin's Montopolis Neighborhood. He's been a prominent voice in the preservation efforts.
We wanted this iconic piece of our neighborhoods, of our community's heritage, properly preserved, respected as a park and a museum.
McGee feels it's important to preserve the entire site, not just the building. Councilmember Pio Renteria represents District 3, which includes the Montopolis School site. He sees a purchase by the city as the best option.
When we were doing the budget session, discussion came about using the hotel occupancy tax to buy or to reserve some of our older sites.
The city could pay for the purchase using funds from the local hotel tax. Just last month, the city voted to direct more money from the tax to historic preservation. Renteria says the Montopolis School case has also shed light on potential changes to the Historic Landmark Commission. Right now, historic zoning cases require a supermajority vote in order to move forward. The Montopolis School fell just short of meeting that mark. Renteria wants to change the requirement to a simple majority vote, reducing one of the hurdles to preserving historic properties. Saida Hassan, KUT News.